Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you guys be? What a wonderful time to be alive, don't you think? So our topic for today is, what do you do when life gives you, throws you a curve? This is Jimena Velasquez, your host. So I've had a couple clients this past week, who visited and life just had thrown them a curve. It was not something that it wasn't their plan. It wasn't something that they even knew about. But had they listened to their awareness, they would have anticipated this. So one of them lost their job. This being lost his job. And when I was talking to him, he said, I knew this was coming because they are doing a reorganization and they are centralizing all of these activities out of a different state. So, and how long have you known this? And he says, about 6 months. But still, it came as a shock to him that he was let go. First of all, if you guys have never been let go, you guys do not get the feeling of fear, of failure, even though it was not due to any fault of your own. And then it's not just the internal fear and the feelings that you have, but also when other people find out that you have lost your job, that you're no longer are employed, it's as if you have leprosy. And you make people uncomfortable. It happened to me. Well, it didn't happen. I created it. I know that. Like him, about 4 years ago, I did not listen to my awareness. And every time I would go to work, I would drag myself through the parking lot. And it would take me something that usually would take about 5 minutes walk from my car to the building. It would take me longer and longer. Eventually, I think it was taking me 50 minutes to walk in the building. But it was my body didn't want to be there. My body was telling me, it's time for you to start looking for something else because this no longer excites you. But I was like, nah, nah, nah. And then one day, it came that the contract ended. And as contracts end, they start laying people off, letting people go. And then they end up with a school. I don't know who's more lucky, the people who are let go or the people who stay behind. Because now the people who stay behind, they have to do the work of 2, 3, 4 people, but still they have to maintain everything status quo for the system or the whatever environment they're maintaining. But when your friends, family find out about it, there's an added pressure about what it is that you should be doing or what you should be doing, and it's like you have leprosy, and a lot of people go away from you. And this is what happened to me 4 years ago. A lot of people who were supposed to be my friends, they stopped contacting me. It was the funniest thing. They stopped contacting me. We stopped doing stuff together. And I was like, wow, interesting. And it wasn't like I was going to hit them up for money or anything like that, because to be honest, I can be without a job for a long time and not have to worry about meeting my obligations. But the people's reaction to it is interesting. And everything that's coming up will be let go of the strain and create your own situation. Right, I'm going to buy for and park on my shirt and beyond. So anyways, this individual, he lost his job. And my point, and I asked him the question, so what is your point of view as far as what you're going to do now, as far as your situation? And he was going into, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I have to get my resume done right away because I have to start looking for a job. And I said, well, you know, there are two ways of looking at this. you can look at this as a vacation, and then you can look at this as a layoff. If you look at it as a vacation, because everything, your life, your living, your reality is formed by your point of view. If you look at things from everything is bad point of view, that's what you're going to be creating in your life. If you look at things from, oh, this is just a choice and it's going to blow away soon and new opportunities are going to come my way, I'm taking a vacation because I need a time off, then that's your reality. And you're going to start seeing things, you're going to be less stressed, you're going to start seeing things with better point of view, with better money, I mean with better light into what it is that you really want to do to make money. So it's not all gloom and doom if you lose a job, okay? But you have to shift your point of view. And everything that's coming up will be the strength and creator of all things that right, wrong, good, and bad, and powerful, my shores, with, and beyond. And one of the things that really make a huge difference is, do you have any financial to back you up, any financial cushion, let's say, to back you up? If you don't, then of course, because if I don't have anything to back me up, how can I live comfortable? How can I take it as a medication? Yeah. Instead of what you were doing, going 9 to 5, now start checking to see what would you like to do that will make you jump out of bed. What would you want to do on a daily basis that will make you jump out of bed, so that you are not working a day in your life, yet you're getting paid. And it doesn't allow that, will be the strength and creative awesome to the feeling. Ryan Ruan Grimbapar and Paco Land Shores and Beyond. So anger is one of the things that come up as you do this. Anger, big time. It's like, how dare they do this? I put in so many years of my life to that job, to that company. Then it's fear. Fear, because you don't know if you're going to survive. You start thinking about downsizing right away. You start thinking about cutting back on expenses and cutting back on your life. And then there comes the guilt. What could you have done different to make it all work? What could you have done different? Now, these are all programs that run in the background of your mind, that are running in the background of your being, so that you will be distracted and you will not be the powerful being you truly be. Yeah. So everything that's coming up and everything I need to will be the strength and creator of the field. But I'm going to get up and back on my short space beyond. What I'm saying is the access consciousness clearing statement. And if you want to know what it means, just go to deckclearingstatement.com and it's really like 2-3 pages long explanation. But it's pretty much whenever we talk about something or we talk about something, an energy comes up. And when we say the clearing statement, that everything that was stuck there gets blown away into neutrality, kind of like a vacuum cleaner coming to absorb all that yuckiness. And then puts it back into neutrality. Because if you want to manifest, you want to actualize anything, you don't have to be for or against it. You have to be neutral. And if you are going to be neutral, then it's easier to get things because you're not attached to anything. And that's where you have to look for, if you're looking for a job. You're looking for a job, be, okay, I'll go to this interview. What will my life be like if I go to this interview? What would my life be like in 5 years if I go to this interview? And feel the energy of that. What would my life be like if I don't go to this interview? What would my life be like in 5 years if I don't go to this interview? Can I feel the energy? Okay, one of them is going to feel heavy. One of them is going to feel lighter. So ask yourself, what would it take? What would my life be like in 5 years? Why 5 years? Because 5 years is so far in the future. That is not gonna. You're not gonna stick yourself with it. It's something that's in the future. All it is a possibility. Okay, what would my life be like in 5 years if I do this? What will it be like in 5 years if I don't do this? And this is a good way of making choices as well. But anyway, so this individual started panicking, and we worked on the anger, we worked on the fear, and we worked on the guilt, because the fear is, what am I going to do now? I'm so many years old, and who's going to hire me? It's like, okay, so, and then the guilt of, what about my family? How am I going to provide for my family? And what could I have done different for me to not be in this situation? So forget about the coulda, woulda, shoulda. Now is now. The coulda, shoulda, woulda is in the past. There's no way to change it. But what would you do different from now on? What makes you happy? Think what comes easy for you. Things that come easy for you that you do not think others appreciate or others will pay you money for, it's where talent lies. For example, for me, I'm in IT. I also dabble in financial finances and stocks. So to me, like setting up a domain, creating a quick website, it takes me about half an hour. So if somebody comes to me and says, hey, you know, if it's just a simple website, I'll be like, okay, sure. I can create it for you. Not a problem. But I will create it. I will provide you the guidance for it, but you will do it. That way, whenever there's a change, you will do this. You will do the changes. And if you need any guidance, any assistance, I'll be there for you. Because I got burned once when I had a website created for me, charged me about $500 to create a website. And then in the contract, I said if it was a minor change, it was going to be $20 per change. And if it was a major change, I don't know what minor or major was. If it was going to be a major change, it was going to be $200. And I could only do one of those like every once a year. And minor changes, it was like limited as well. I changed my website, you know, almost every other day, for God's sake. And that's why I don't like to be tied to anybody like that. I like to do it myself. So to me, that comes easy. And I learned to do it, and it was very simple. So people come to me and say, hey, you're really good at this. What would you charge me for it? I don't charge you for doing it. I charge you for tutoring you so that you can do it. And I like to empower people so that they're not dependent on others. So what are you so good at that you don't even think you should get paid for it? And everything is coming up. We'll be trained and created all kinds of films. Right, wrong, good, and bad, but I'm talking my short space and beyond. The other thing I'm good at is buying and selling stocks. I have done that, and I do it for myself. I don't do it for anybody else. But I buy stocks because I love the companies that make it. And my plan is to hold it long-term. When I do that, I dollar cost average, I keep buying this stock as long as the company tells me that it's going to make me money. I continue to buy it. And so far, it's been working for me. There's nothing like the dollar cost average for stocks, because you're going to buy it when it's high, you're going to buy it when it's low, and the dollar cost average in 10 years, eventually you end up winning. Okay, the other thing is, if for money, if you start the earliest you start investing in non-taxable, like an IRA or a 401k, the earlier you start investing in those vehicles, the better off you'll be. If you, let's say, invest $200 when you are in your early 20s, like when you're 20, you only have to put in $200 for the first 10 years. And then after that, when you're 60, you'll have a couple of million. But if you start later on in life, you're going to be putting more money in, and you're going to have less money than the person who put in when they were in their early 20s, because of the untaxed compound interest. It has so much untaxed compounded interest. It is such a big tool, and it really helps you build your wealth. But that's, you have to learn about this. You have to learn how to deal with money. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't know about how to deal with money. So that's if you are good with that, is that something else? People don't know how to balance their checking accounts, their checkbooks. People don't have any idea how to pay, how to do their bills, or how to budget. They don't have a clue. I wish that the schools will teach how to manage money, because that is something so needed by everybody, but it's not something that is given now. So I love money, and the more you're friendly with money, the more you treat it like it's your friend, the more money wants to come to you. And the more you treat it like it's there for you, then you're not going to be having a strange relationship with money. And that's also going to help you. But back to the basics, what are you good at? That if people were to know that you're good at that, will make you money. And everything doesn't allow you to identify that. Will you be trying to create it all? Something to tell me. Ryan Rong, beyond. Other thing that's been coming out, and I've been noting this trend, is that relationships are ending. Long-term relationships are ending. And people they say to me, out of the sudden, our relationship is no longer working. Out of the sudden? Really? You had no clue that this was happening. Seriously? Now, what are you turning a blind side to, or a blind eye to, that you don't want to see that what's going on right in front of your nose, and everything that is will be destroying your ultimate ability? Brian Rongan Bab Param Pakalan Church with and beyond. A lot of times we turn a blind eye to something we do not want to acknowledge in our life. And a lot of things that we do not want to acknowledge is relationships. Because if we are to acknowledge the state of our relationship, then we might have to do something about it. So everywhere that you have been doing that, you have been turning the other cheek, you have been turning the other side of your face, so you don't see what's in front of your face, so you don't see what's under your nose, will you destroy and create that? And never seen that another. That. Right, wrong, good, and bad, put on back on my church, and beyond. So what have you blind eyed to, that if you were to see what's really in front of you, you will have a completely, totally different view on your life, your reality, your relationships, your finances, and everything that is will be restrained and created also to the phone. Brian Rung, good and bad, but online church, this and beyond. And everywhere that you have decided that it's better to go to be far-sighted or near-sighted, because you don't want to see what's in front of you. You don't want to see what's in front of you now, and you don't want to see what's in front of you in the future. Will you destroy and create that sense of feeling? Brian Rungan and Bapar and Bapar and Shreshik and beyond. So remember, everywhere that you turn that you turn yourself again, such as not wanting to see, not wanting to hear, not wanting to speak your voice, you start stuffing those feelings, those emotions in your body. Your voice affects your throat, affects all of that, those body parts. And affects, if you don't want to go move forward, you might have problems with your knees and your feet and your ankles. I had this woman who came, and she came with crutches because her feet, she had fallen the steps. And I said, what is it that you don't want to step into? And she's like, oh, you know. And she was just like, we had a breakthrough because she did not want to step into the next step of her life. And she was very interesting, because she came to visit me this time, but she said that she had twisted her ankle, and then she fell off the steps. She tripped and she fell off the steps, and everything is like, and she says, I did not even pay attention that I was doing that. A lot of things we go in automatic, and then we do not pay attention to what's going on around us, but then we start hurting ourselves. And we will do anything and everything because we perceive that what we're doing to ourselves to be less painful than what the alternative would be. when in reality the alternative will just open you up to new possibilities, new horizons, new futures. So are you willing to change that now? Are you willing to explore and see what's in front of you? Are you willing to ask the question, what will my life be like in 5 years if I do this? What will my life be like in 5 years if I don't do this? And also be willing to accept what you're good at so that people will pay you money for. And don't go into anger, fear, or guilt so that something doesn't go according to your plan, because plans are just that. They're plans. Now, you can always change and choose something new. You can always choose something that's going to be different than what your plan was. Okay, so you lost your job. What are you going to choose now? Are you going to choose to create a new job for you? Are you going to choose to go back and look for a job? Are you going to choose? What are you going to choose? Are you going to choose to lay down and let life run over you? That's also a choice, you know. And a lot of people do that. A lot of people find that, hey, you know, I've been thrown lemons and I'm not going to make lemonade. I'm just going to lay down and die. That's a lot of people. So what are you looking to do in your life? Are you willing to be happy? Are you willing to create a future? And everything that comes out of that, string and create. Right and wrong, good and bad, put on top of my church, with and beyond. Let's go ahead and end this session. There's 7 minutes left to it. And let's go ahead and end it with an activation for releasing anger, fear, and guilt. Okay? So if you're driving or operating heavy machinery, please do not listen to this section right now. Come back to it later, and I'm going to start. So imagine roots growing out of your feet, deep and wide, deep and wide. And allow the mother's energy to come up your roots, up your body, and out your crown. Allow the energy to be flowing smooth and even. In the roots, through the body, and out the crown. Allow the energies to come down for you. Drop your barriers. And allow the energies to do the work. Whatever you've been hiding the fear, let it go. Let the energies come and take it away. Whatever you have anger, for whatever reason, allow it to go. Let it go. And whatever you have guilt, allow it to go too. There. And as the anger, fear, and guilt is removed from your body, from your being, allow that to be replaced with unconditional love. Unconditional love for self. Let's just start with one, with you first. Be the change you want to see. There you go. Allow the energies to work for you. Time to let all the anger go. Sometimes we stick to having the pain in our lives. We say, I'd rather be in pain because I'm afraid of what's coming up. It's okay to let go. It's okay to let go of fear. It's time to create your life, the life you truly, really, truly, truly, truly desire. What would your life be like if you had no limits? If you are the creator of your life, what would you choose? Are you willing to choose to let go of anger? Are you willing to choose to let go of fear? Are you willing to let go of guilt? There you go. Let it go. And feel the unconditional love. Let's go ahead and unplug from the collective consciousness of anger, fear, and guilt. And let's for it change that to unconditional love. Awesome. There you go. Now, let's go ahead and ground these energies you received. Ground, ground, ground. And allow the energies from the earth to come up your roots, up your body, and out your crown. Ground, ground, ground. Allow your energies to come up and out your crown. When you're ready, rub your hands together, rub your face, and open your eyes. There you go. Take a deep breath and exhale. Good job. How do you guys feel? Now is the time to let go of everything that's limiting you. If you have to the activation again, every time you listen to it, a new skin, if you will, a new layer is coming off. Okay? And remember, you might be a little bit emotional because of what you're releasing, and that's okay. So, take care of yourself, drink lots of water, stay grounded, walk on the grass barefooted, or go hug a tree, and have fun. Now is the time to have fun. Now is the time to discover what you would like your life to be like. If you're no longer with the partner you were with, that's okay. Somebody better is coming around the corner. If you do not have a job, that's okay. Maybe it's time for you to create the job, the position that will make you jump out of bed. Yes, but the thing is, do not panic. Listen to the activation for anger, fear, and guilt. If you start going into panic mode, listen to that. And may you have a wonderful, wonderful week. It's been my pleasure. Thank you, thank you, thank you.